نبي حبه جنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. It's my honor and pleasure to be with you in the English IRIB radio with the explanation and reading of the letter 31 of Nahjul Balagha, the book that is really an honor for all of the Muslimin, with what Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam has left us with, his words of wisdom, his letters, his sermons, really enlightens our path and life. The 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha, Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam writes a letter to his son Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. And in every segment of this letter, Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam points out an important ethical, political, Islamically, theological important points to remember and to take heed and lessons in life. This 31st letter of Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam was written 3 years before the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'minin. So this was written on the year 37 of Hijri, and Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam departed this world, got martyred on the year 40th of Hijri. This letter starts with an introductory paragraph that we will talk about. And Amir al-Mu'minin has written this paragraph not just as Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, but as a father, and to his son, not just Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, but as any son. A letter that an introduction that can be written from any father in a very descriptive and clear way to describe the life of this dunya to his son, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. And we can all relate to the terms that Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam uses in this letter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He starts with this, من الوالد الفان, from the father who is shortly to depart from this world, or who is shortly to die, who acknowledges hardships of the times, المقر للزمان, who has gone through ups and downs and confesses the difficulties and hardships of the time. We'll take a short break and we'll be back quickly.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
All right, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum again. We are continuing with the letter 31st of Nahjul Balagha. The very first paragraph, the very first few lines that Amir al-Mu'minin is describing himself as the father, and he's actually describing the situation of any human being that is close to the final days of life. Alhamdulillah, we are so happy that we have the ability to have an access to the words of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. He continues, he says, Al-Mudbir al-Umur. Mudbir means that who has turned away. Dubr means back, or the side that is not visible in the first sight. So when we say Tadabbur in the Holy Quran, it means that you take the apparent layer and see what is the true meaning behind every verse of the Holy Quran. Tadabbur, which is being recommended. Imam says, I am mudabbir, al-mudbir, al-mudbir al-umur. I have turned away from life, meaning that I have experienced all the pleasures and everything I have seen in this life. Who has submitted himself to the calamities of time? Al-mustaslima lid-dunya, aw lid-dahr adh-dham lid-dunya. Meaning that we really, after a certain point in our lives, we feel and we see that we have no choice but to be submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more our wisdom grows, the more our aql and our knowledge becomes complete or goes through perfection or towards perfection, we understand that we have to be submitted. I was once traveling on plane to one of the non-Muslim countries, and a sister who was a Muslim was sitting next to me in the plane, and she had lost one of her legs from knee to below in an accident. And I said, "Sister, how'd you get along with this situation?" And she said, "Brother, there's a point in life that you have to express your submission to Allah, that you notice that there's nothing that you could do." Imam Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam says, from a father, now he's old, now he has aged, now he claims or he expresses the fact that he has submitted himself to the calamities of time. Inshallah, we'll take another break and we'll be back soon.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
All right, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum again. We are continuing with the letter 31st of Nahjul Balagha. The very first paragraph, the very first few lines that Amir al-Mu'mineen is describing himself as the father, and he's actually describing the situation of any human being that is close to the final days of life. Imam says, "Al-sakin masakin al-mawta." I am the dweller or the resident of the place that is the masakin al-mawta, is the residence of the dead. As-sakin masakin al-mawta, the dweller of the residence of the dead. Look at the cemeteries, look at the graveyards, go to the places that people are buried. Attend funerals. Remind yourself that this earth is a home for the dead. We all will die. Amir al-Mu'mineen calls this life of dunya and calls this earth, or describes it in a very beautiful and artistic way, as the dwelling place or the residence of the dead. And Imam says, I am currently the resident of the residence of the dead. وَالضَّاعِنِ أَنْهَا غَدًا. And the one who is due to depart from this world or from this مَسَاكِنِ الْمَوْتَى anytime, in any day, is due to depart from this world to the hereafter, inshallah. That will happen to all of us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to get prepared, to get ready for that day, to inshallah be able to collect the good deeds for the day of judgment. Inshallah, we will continue with the letter 31 in other sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه